This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Every one of you right now that is listening to me, hear what I am about to say. When it comes to politicians, as a citizen, you have got to put aside mistaken notions of loyalty and or obligation. You owe no politician anything. None of you owe them anything. They owe you. So, you have to put aside notions of sentimentality and rigorously evaluate each candidate based on his or her, or if it's Z or Z, is, you know, if they're Z or Z, they're just qualified at the get-go. Of their potential to defeat the Democrat and for his, her potential to govern like a conservative as opposed to, say, a Bush. And this may mean you have to discard past favorites, including ones you like. But you have to make the analysis and act upon your objective feelings. And if you vote based on feels, you're going to get, I guarantee you, you're going to end up feeling bad. Now, if you want to treat Donald Trump with respect, you have to demand that he earn the nomination. And, you know, I'm going under the supposition he's going to run again. And my contention is that he won't just waltz to the nomination. And he shouldn't just waltz to the nomination. He needs to earn it by proving he's the best, not by default. Now, if that makes you mad, you know, I'm sorry about that. You can't. When Nikki Haley won the governorship in South Carolina, my first thing that I thought about was look at everybody I was looking at. They were just in her thrall. It was like it was the second coming. And I'm watching these people, and everybody in South Carolina wanted credit for getting her elected. And all of them were also falling victim. This was during the Tea Party movement. Tea Party movement crested in 2010. That was the height of their power. As soon as that election was over, they went out like the tide. Now, recently I observed that Donald Trump's improving poll numbers vis-a-vis that crusty old pervert who won the rigged election are making it more likely that he's going to run again in 2024. And there are people who think that might not be such a great idea. So, while you're saying, what do you mean some people? Let me tell you. You know, it's about half of the conservative movement, maybe. I don't know. And there are others, some of whom you know, who spoke or speak on, you know, the speaking in the background. They're not looking for recognition or attribution. And you can agree or disagree with their viewpoint, but not that there's a question. There is, and people are asking it. And these are not anti-Trump people, at least not the people that I've spoken to. They're all very pro-Trump, and they supported him, but they wonder whether or not he's the best candidate for 2024. And all of them will support Trump if he wins the nomination, however. And it's not, clearly not a question of Trump at all, except to the extent that there seems to be some faction that thinks we owe the ex-president for what was manifestly an unfair election process in 2020. But we got to be clear about this now. As party leader, he's ultimately responsible for the utter failure of the GOP to prepare the legal battlefield for the electoral challenges to the shenanigans the parties should have seen coming. And we don't owe him. He's a politician. He owes us. Now, I used to say that Trump was a politician. He was in politics, but he wasn't a politician. But he's involved. He's actually running. For a while, he's running all of politics in the United States. So, yes, he's a politician. What people mean is he's not a typical politician. And it's not one who manifests the greed and chubbiness associated with most politicians. And that is a fact, but he's maybe running for office. So he's a politician, and our ruthless rules need to apply to him. Which means there's only one issue here to be considered. Is Trump the most likely to win, and will he govern best? And the problem for us here is human nature. People tend to not hold those they like to a rigorous standard. Trump needs to be held to a rigorous standard. He did amazing things in the face of incredible unjust opposition. He was certainly the most effective and important president since Reagan, and history may record a similar impact from his one term, or possibly two. But he also messed some things up. He missed opportunities. He turned establishment hacks where he trusted them. He turned them. He gave them jobs. He shafted friends, and he started unnecessary fights. I get it. Nobody's perfect. Look at the disaster that was Bush 2. But we need to ask if Trump is right for 2024. He needs to make that case. And if he does, he's going to get everybody on our side's support. Because there is no meaningful Never Trump contingent left in the GOP. And when the Beltway cowgirl and her minion Adam Kinzinger get booted from office next time, there will be even fewer. How bummed are the MSNBC bookers going to be looking for an actual in-office Republican to be the obligatory conservative who nods along with the left on intern management guru Joe Scarborough's panel? But saying this makes some people on our side mad. I get it. Trump voters have been incredibly abused, and it's not unreasonable for them to assume everything is an attack. But a clear-eyed analysis of strength and weakness is not an attack, not on them, and definitely not on Trump. This is simply a fact. We need the best candidate, whoever that's going to be. And it may be Trump, and I'll support him wholeheartedly if he's a nominee. It's always amusing to be labeled a never-Trumper if you point out that he has to earn the nomination, that he is not entitled to it. And I can't be a never-Trumper. Just can't. Also, I know the bottom line. And the bottom line is this. We demand the best. Trump himself is a big advocate of that, and he's not afraid to compete. John Jr. retweeted certain stuff showing he doesn't fear tough questions. And that's refreshing and a good sign. So no sentimentality. If Trump's the best, then cool. And then if he isn't, then we need to say next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
We know that the 1% globalist elite have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. Now, whether you are in your personal or professional situation, when matters go utterly haywire, you return to the very basics to reflect how far you have traversed from your goal and ideals. And this retrospection is the first step towards remedial action, which is where everybody should be going right about now. And the focus on this is the state of the republic. So we go back to what may seem like a lesson in elementary civics in school and compare it with the situation on the ground. And under the microscope are the government, the media, and the opposition. Now, democracy was defined by Lincoln as for the people, by the people, and of the people. Now, it's obviously impossible for all people to govern their state or country simultaneously. They lend power to an individual through their votes. It is essential to emphasize the word lend. The elected representative must remember that power does not belong to them. They are merely representing their constituency. Their function is to govern and make laws for citizens and emphatically not rule their subjects. So, what's the reality? The occupant of the White House is possibly senile and certainly incompetent. He cluelessly wades from one crisis to another. It began with the illegal immigration crisis on the southern border, where there was a mass influx of illegal immigrants. They were surreptitiously transferred to other states. Now there's 10,000 mostly Haitians living under a flyover in Texas. Then there's the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, the suicide bomb attack in Kabul. You know, recently it was discovered that a U.S. drone strike in Kabul before the withdrawal killed 10 innocent people, including 7 children. Then there's COVID-19, which is being used as an excuse to infringe upon civil liberties, restrict movement, mandate masks, mandate vaccines. People are being fired now over that. They work in hospitals. Employees in government and beyond being compelled to be vaccinated to retain employment. School children are compelled to wear masks. Landlords can't prevent, or they are prevented from evicting tenants during the pandemic. Funding for alternative therapy, the right to opt for their choice of treatment, is blocked. The economy is faltering, inflation is high, and so is unemployment. There was news of a top military general attempting to undermine Trump and warning an adversary. There are civilians in jail for the January 6th demonstrations on Capitol Hill, reports that they are in Gitmo-like conditions. The top military general wants to understand white rage. All of this is a coded warning of punitive action towards political opponents, meaning Trump supporters. The revolt among the citizenry has begun even in Democrat bastions like New York. To summarize, the governing class now believes that they are the ruling class who own the power, and they look at the public as subjects who need to be permanently controlled. They see freedom as a luxury that they grant to obedient citizens rather than the right of every citizen. They look at their opposition among the citizenry with disdain as pests who need to be crushed. The encouragement of illegal immigration is a way to shift electoral votes to ensure permanence in power. And they've got this going on right now in New York and in California. All they've got to do is arrest the country. Then there's the news media. Now, it is impossible for a citizen to constantly monitor the policies and activities of the elected representatives or have access behind closed doors, so they rely on news media to inform them about these occurrences. In addition to providing information, they rely on the media to hold the government accountable. Now for the reality. Currently, the mainstream media functions as an arm of the Democrat Party. There's no difference between the Democrats and the media and the Democrat politicians. On certain occasions, the Democrats in the media lead and the Democrats on Capitol Hill follow, and on other occasions, vice versa. There is perfect synchronicity. When the Biden administration finds itself in perpetual disarray, they merely look the other way. Like a perfect example is the three of the five prominent Sunday morning newscasts avoided the explosive New York Times report about the botched U.S. drone strike. The Pentagon finally admitted that, you know, killed all those people. They fill the vacuum with the irrelevant and the trivial that helps the Democrats. Now, they were initially hesitant about the COVID vaccine because it has happened under President Trump. But they are dogmatic about it now because Biden is ordering the mandate. They fanatically cover climate change. They spread paranoia. They feverishly cover domestic terror and white supremacy, which is another excuse to demonize and silence whom they consider their opponents. There's no variety of opinions among the editors and the anchors and the panelists. They speak in unison. And, you know, they even have the same catchphrases. And those in the media who are speaking truth to power are spied on or mocked, or their access is restricted. They're branded fascist and white nationalist and other epithets. And it's said the function of the media is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. The mainstream media in the U.S. are doing the exact opposite. Then there's the opposition. This is the party that failed to secure the public mandate to govern, and their function is as vital as that of the media. They have a duty to keep the government in check, and their job is to be vigilant when the state of affairs descends into chaos. The opposition has a function to beat the drums of warning to inform the nation. And the perpetually blundering Biden has presented the Republicans with a galore of opportunities. So how are these guys reacting? They appear on Fox News, you know. During hearings, they appear incensed as they grill their opponents. Their YouTube clips are captioned, Republican ABC destroys grills Democrat XYZ. And, you know, they are merely preaching to the converted. The Republican Senate Minority Leader and House Minority Leaders are not even making these perfunctory noises. They appear to have no coordinated strategy to carry the message to all people. And they should be ideally going back to their constituency and holding public meetings to highlight the failures of Biden. They should be releasing advertisements and touring the mainstream media to highlight numerous catastrophes under Biden. And in this particular situation, it's not just about politics. The citizens are suffering, and it matters, you know, it's going to get worse. So, in conclusion, the government is apathetic and incompetent with a proclivity towards totalitarianism. This is if you apply your high school civics. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. There is apparently trouble in progressive paradise this week over the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill and the $3.5 trillion spending bill. Representative Jody Arrington said on Newsmax Friday after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the chamber's Democrat leaders postponed a vote on the infrastructure measure for the second time in a week.
It is an intramural scrimmage here. This is not the Republicans have not been invited to negotiate. Hundreds of amendments were offered by Republicans, every one of them rejected. So even though it's a ram and jam job from Democrats,
California students will be required to receive the COVID-19 vaccine to attend school once the vaccines have received full approval by the Federal Food and Drug Administration, Governor Gavin Newsom announced Friday. This is USA Radio News. This year's Super Bowl halftime has been announced. Here's Wendy King.
The headliners for next year's Super Bowl have been announced. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar will be taking the stage. The NFL game will be played at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California on February 13th. It will air on NBC and Telemundo and stream live on Peacock. In a press release, Todd Kaplan, vice president of marketing for Pepsi, said artists like Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg were at the forefront of the West Coast hip-hop revolution, so to be able to bring them back to L.A., where it all began, alongside Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar, will prove to be an epic, unforgettable celebration of the impact hip-hop has today.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones must pay damages to the families of some of the children who were killed in a 2012 mass shooting in Connecticut, a Texas judge has ruled. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, the uproar over Joe Biden's pressure on you to take a COVID vaccine is not entirely about the shot itself. It is partially that. The technology, with very little track record, its use of murdered unborn children's bodies, the fact that most people being coerced are at low risk if they instead get the disease naturally, and the potential motivations for eliminating a control group for observing whether obeying incompetent, corrupt, and even evil leaders was a wiser course than obeying your own conscience, despite the cost. And despite these very real issues, is the politicization of COVID-19 and how the ruling class has been allowed to use this virus to bulldoze the American economy and seize control over elections and subject Americans to constant disruptions and fear and to begin centralizing their control of cancel culture, further destabilizing American children's futures and indefinitely suspend our highest laws and sacred inalienable rights. And all of this is what's behind those who don't believe they need these shots. Now, there's one scenario where this might have possibly not occurred. Pretty easy one. If we had an effective two-party system instead of a ruling class and the cardboard cutout opposition, more of the nation would have changed course on COVID-19 with Florida in September of 2021. Or 2020. We only just got into September 2021, even though it's almost over. But this crisis posed too great an opportunity for the left to destroy more constitutional and social norms, paving their path to unified power over the one thing they want most of all, which is power over the tiniest detail in your life. And it has been clear since the Obama years that the left has abandoned the rule of law. They've abandoned constitutional norms. They've abandoned even the commitments to objective truth and open inquiry that were required for scientific pursuit and rational discourse. And yet, Republican leaders are somehow still playing the pre-Obama fantasy game that exists only in their heads. Now, it's hard to understand how people who were not only alive, but full-time 24/7 politicos in 2008 and going forward, haven't in the decades since figured out the new norms that have been imposed on American governance and applied that information to shift their behavior accordingly. We're talking about the era of Mr. Pen and Phone Obama, who openly celebrated disregarding American legal precedent, norms, and restraints for one-man rule, restrained only by how much he thought the demos would tolerate at the time, with the Wilsonian goal of pushing them ever further the moment it became possible. Obama was described by legal scholars on both the left and the right as an aggressive abuser of the law. And in these pages, Cato scholar Ilya Shapiro, and he's not a fire breather, described his administration as the most lawless in U.S. history. This is a guy who opened the border and suspended U.S. immigration law unilaterally, which is flatly unconstitutional. He dared the courts to stop him, likely knowing full well that even if they did, it's a crapshoot because our judicial system is becoming lawless, thanks to its corruption with leftist doctrine, that it would take years during which millions of people would be able to illegally enter the United States. They did the same thing with Common Core, lawlessly making demands of states that were both outside and against what the actual laws defined or allowed. It is illegal for the federal government to direct or control curriculum or tests. And not only did the Obama administration flagrantly do that, they were cheered on through a massive campaign assisted by gullible brand-name Republicans, who were among the first to rush to condemn Donald Trump at every opportunity because norms and temperament and rule of law. The administration brazenly took over Congress's authority to legislate from the presidency about internet use, energy generation, how colleges should treat student sex, target political opponents of the regime through banking and tax regulations, and bailouts of corporate cronies, spied on journalists and on their political opposition. And all that happened with no accountability. Republicans responded by promising to repeal another brazen power grab over one-sixth of the U.S. economy, then making like this guy when they had the chance to prove big to voters that they were men and women who can be trusted with votes and donations. Now, Obamacare was a big win for Democrats, and it was a loss for Republicans, even though it slaughtered them in electoral representation for multiple election cycles. And Democrats, you know, even when they lose, they win, because they're prepared to lose short-term to gain long-term, and because they fight constantly like hell. Republicans, one of them shows up with a bazooka, and they train their guns on him instead of their ostensible opponents. They spend their historic control of Congress and the presidency in 2016 following one Democrat red herring after another, culminating in their return to the feckless minority where they appear to be quite comfortable as the Democrats wail on their voters. Democrats have no scruples about lying or its lesser cousin hypocrisy. In fact, for them, lying flagrantly and breaking the rules they impose on the hoi polloi is a badge of honor that shows they've arrived at real power. They know very well all throughout 2020 that Joe Biden was a mentally incapable fool and that he would be used as a puppet figurehead by large portions of Obama's old staff to push another 4 years of pen and phone one-man tyranny. They needed him because public schooling has been highly effective at its real goals, one of which is teaching Americans that not hurting anyone's feelings ever is far more important than doing the right thing. So voters were told soothing false messages about docile Joe, like he wanted civility and norms and law and order, and definitely not mean old vaccine mandates. And that, of course, was another lie. So believe them once. Shame on them. Believe them 509,391 times. What then? And as Obama and now Biden made perfectly clear, Democrats do whatever they think they can get away with, including lying and cheating and stealing. And thanks to the fecklessness of the Republican Party, what they can get away with is getting bigger and worse. To end this dangerous totalitarian dynamic that reduces them to pretend opposition kept only for the sake of appearances, Republicans need to get their heads out of the pre-Obama sand. They must instead approach politics like negotiating with terrorists and toddlers. For everything they do that you don't like, you impose a penalty. There's going to be some lines crossed because Republicans will have a track record of allowing that. But, you know, they need to do a lot better for the voters who feel they've been abandoned by the party. And you know, we'll listen to that. We're watching your actions, boys and girls. Watching your actions. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. Now, whether you agree with David French or not, he is a bright, intelligent, never-Trumper dude. Except for the never-Trumper part. And when he writes about alternative approaches to treating criminals given the unprecedented rise in crime over the last year, perhaps it's worth paying attention to. Maybe it isn't, though. And there's a brilliant Twitter thread that exposes facts that French conveniently ignores. And more than this, the thread reveals that soft-headed criminal justice reform is incredibly cruel to the communities most affected by crime. So after a wordy introduction meant to prove his woke bona fides, he gets to the point. There's been a 29% increase in crime over the last year. He skips completely over the why as to this increase. Hint, defund the police, Ferguson effect, rioting being allowed, Soros-funded DAs that have a revolving door. He misses all of that because he wants to discuss a more Sunday sermon point, which is that the system has been riven in the past with injustice, and we now have the opportunity to change that. Now, French accurately says that there is no justice when criminals or police get away with violating the law. But under-policing is also a form of injustice, he says. Although how he manages to say this and then take 8 paragraphs before mentioning the defund the police movement. But this is just a warm-up. And the real point French wants to make is that vengeance is unjust, and that proportionality is an absolutely indispensable element of justice. And if I could quote my kids when they were teenagers, duh. And from this point on, French falls into the fallacies every leftist does, which is to point to the fact that lots of people in America are in prison for having committed crimes. duh. And, of course, he castigates three strike laws, which are easy targets. Although I'm betting a lot of people in Chicago who are preyed upon by people revolving through prison doors would love a little three strikes justice right about now, or any justice for that matter. And then it's all about over-incarceration and the 2021 Brennan Center for Justice study and, of course, the vast racial disparities in both incarceration and sentencing. But you know what? According to Delano Squires, who, like French's adopted daughter, is black, this is a gross oversimplification that leads to policies that harm people in those neighborhoods most affected by crime. So, you know, what does he have to say? This is the Twitter thread I was talking about this. He sets it up. He says, I read this article by French to hear his arguments and heart. That said, this essay suffers from the same problems most analyses on crime and punishment in this country do. One, lack of specificity. Two, misplaced sympathies. Three, an unwillingness to assess trade-offs. This is something I've been meaning to write about for a while. As violent crime surges, we can't repeat tragic mistakes. The justice system isn't a vengeance system, and both under-policing and over-policing create injustices of their own. As is often the case in this area, David never says why people in this country are incarcerated. But before I do that, it's helpful to know that what the ecosystem of confinement looks like. There are about 630,000 people in local jails. Some are awaiting trial, some are serving short sentences of less than a year, and some are serving the final stretch of a longer prison sentence. There are about 160,000 people in federal prison. 45% are in for serious drug trafficking, another for 40% for public order crimes. The largest part of the confinement ecosystem is the state prison system. This is where 1.2 million people are incarcerated. If you let criminal justice reformers tell it, you think most of them are in for low-level nonviolent drug crimes, but this is simply not true. More than half, 55% of all prisoners, are there for violent offenses, including murder, rape, robbery, and assault. 16% are locked up for property crimes, 12% for public order, 14% for drugs. Only 14%. Unless you think there's some hidden racial disparity that explains this, please note that there's a higher percentage of whites, 16% in prison for drugs, than blacks, 13%. The unfortunate fact is that violent offenses are what drive the racial disparity in incarceration. There are more black people incarcerated for murder alone, 70,800, than all drug crimes, 52,100. This is the bookend to another sad reality, the fact that the black homicide victimization rate is about six times higher than that for whites. All of the available data, CDC, FBI, local crime, supports this claim. And we never hear about it because the people who write about these issues are long on rhetoric about justice and mass incarceration, but short on actual data. As is the case in many areas of American life, the people with the loudest megaphones have no idea what they're talking about. They make arguments based on well-worn talking points, euphemisms, and a desire to look compassionate, empathetic people. This inability or unwillingness to deal honestly with the data causes a second problem, misplaced sympathy. You hear it even in how the issues are framed, criminal justice versus public safety. So French and the others think America has an over-incarceration problem. But he never says what the appropriate level of incarceration should be, because reformers never do. They note a disparity and assume the main problem is the effect, not the cause. And he also notes that prison doesn't have the rehabilitative effects many citizens desire. But what people who live far from the belly of the beast fail to realize is that while it is amazing to see a person turn their life around in prison, the main point of removing people from society is to protect the law-abiding and innocent from the law-breaking and guilty. I highly doubt French would argue that we should rethink prosecuting hate crimes because perpetrators may even become even more racist in prison. I don't see him writing an article in The Root explaining to black people why such a move would advance the cause of justice. And lastly, there's the issue of policy trade-offs. If reformers think that theft under $1,000 should not be prosecuted, they should be prepared to speak honestly about the effects of that decision will have on the victims, whether it's CVS or the mom-and-pop store in the community at large. Same with other offenses, including violent ones. When order declines, often abetted by bad public policy, the slide into chaos is quick and costly. Reformers talk a good game until the first shot pierces their window, or until their child is the one who is carjacked at gunpoint. The truth is, given the right circumstances, we all desire vengeance. Prioritizing the guilty over the innocent is not a standard of justice I recognize, whether from the Bible or any other source. There's a song out there. Being kind to the cruel means being cruel to the kind. And David French, like so many other white leftists, has let his condescending biases and inaccurate facts get in the way of advancing policy that will genuinely help crime-ridden neighborhoods. And his view will simply perpetuate a system in which a well-meaning racist and uninformed whites push for policies that are indescribably cruel to the poor people of all colors trapped in neighborhoods affected by those bad policies. I've always said it's about policy. It's always been about policy. Potting soil that grows crime. Bad policy grows crime. Always. Never not been the case. So, heading into hour number three, we're going to sit down for a minute and we're going to take time and we're going to talk with writer Dean Weingarten from Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.